Blog Talk Radio.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife is fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. And yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Gentlemen, we are blessed to be part of Straight to the Point, ladies and gentlemen. Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She'll be coming up after a few announcements and another song. So we can't wait for her to join us and give us some great word and information tonight. Y'all better get ready. Yeah. Yes, yes, this is Straight to the Point. Hey, guys, what you do? Put that number out there, guys. If you guys are on social media all day, I'm sure, even while you probably working, you need to go and put that number out there, okay? Now, since you're off work right now, you need to put that number out there, 347-843-4559. We want each and every one of you to at least text out 10 people, right? 347-843-4559, ladies and gentlemen, is the number. And also, too, we're going to open up the chat room while I'm thinking about it. I'm opening up the chat room right now as well, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are on their social media and on their laptop and desktop. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/menlesstalk. That's blogtalkradio.com/menlesstalk. And you'll see the live banner straight to the point with Prophet Dr. Dolores C. Henderson. If you request prayer or have a question or comment for Dr. Henderson, we'll make sure she gets that information as well. So the chat room is open on the network, and we're excited about you guys being with us. Hey, also, to the number one more time, the number 347-843-4559. Hey, we'll be back with you right after this wonderful song on Straight to the Point.
If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next man. I've been down before to come up, I ain't stressing. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings. Yes, yes, yes.
Count it up. Line them up, light them up. Where the sun shining on me, get my huddle, no matter that trouble surrounding us. They don't see that it's a lot of us. Everybody move anonymous. Won't take that credit, I know what we get it. Them blessings be coming from God above. I was doing all kind of bad, what a quiet. Hit the pew and tell God he's first. Hit the studio, the body of verse. I remember pushing mama a little way high and there was no gas money. I just bought a car, cash money. I ain't even trying to brag on it. I just tell it how it really is. I ain't tripping, ain't feeling this. I ain't saying I deserve nothing. I'm just trying to talk about the benefits. I've been punching in the clock, trying to keep the kitchen stocked. Man, it's a blessing because we ain't never had a lot. But all we need is all we got.
If I ever took a loss, I learned a lesson. I won't ever think I'm better than the next man. I've been down before to come up, I ain't stressing. Baby, I'm too busy counting all these blessings.
Blessings. Blessings, 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 everybody out there in radio land. I want to welcome you to Straight to the Point. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic broadcast, prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for everybody. For the word is clear, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but to have an everlasting life. So, my friend, this great gospel is for everyone who calls on his name. I'm excited to be with you all on tonight. I promise you I am not going to be long. I just want to come and greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For those of you who are new to our radio broadcast, I just want to let you know how we roll on this show. We have a three-part segment, and in the three-part segment, the first part, we talk about the Word of God. The second part, we have what is called the Business Spotlight, which we allow people to come on and talk about their business because it's about the kingdom. We like to push and motivate and encourage anybody who has a vision. We support kingdom businesses. When we say kingdom, we mean anybody who God has given a vision to help prosper his people, to prosper the kingdom. When we say kingdom, we're talking about those who are in God's kingdom, those who have called on the name of the Lord, those who are doing a great work for him, those who are called according to his name. He has given each and every one of us a purpose in the earth. Our main purpose and goal is to worship him. That's our first and primary goal, is to worship him. But he has given each and every one of us individual purposes so that we can, give him glory first, but also be prosperous. So the word is clear, that he came that we may have life and that we may have it more abundantly. Okay, but before I get more into it, I want to give credit to Charlie Wilson, Blast, and Lecrae Blessings. You know, if you guys notice that, if you tune in, we play a myriad of genres. We're not caught up in a certain type of genre and or the way or a certain type of sound. As long as the primary goal is to praise, the Lord Jesus Christ, give him glory, give him honor, give him praise, we play it. And so, as long as the lyrics are giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise, you will hear it on the Straight to the Point, whether that's rap, whether that's whatever, it's going to get played. We thank you again for tuning in. Tonight, I just want to be briefly with you. I just want to talk a little bit about blessings, 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 blessings. I just want to tell you that the Lord wants to bless you and that a lot of you all are blessed and don't even know it because you don't have all of the materialistic wealth. But I want to talk to you a little bit tonight about blessing. What does it mean to be blessed? What does it mean to be blessed? Jesus tells us in Matthew 5:1-12, when you read the Beatitudes, he says, when Jesus saw the multitude, and if you have your word, I'm just going to hit these right quick, and then I'm going to be so quick tonight. If you have your word, Matthew 5:1-12, I want to go over what it means to be blessed. A lot of times people get it twisted, and I tell people all the time that, look, you woke up this morning. You need to thank God because I guarantee you that person that's on their last breath or has their last breath, that's dying of maybe HIV/AIDS or that's dying of cancer, that's dying with a serious disease. They would give anything to have more time with their family and their loved ones. And so if God has woke you up and you are healthy and in your right mind and have the activity of all of your limbs, you are blessed. Not only that, you are blessed because you live in a country where you're able to be free as it relates to get wealth, as it relates to create wealth, as it relates to freedom of speech. You know, there are some people in some countries, they can't just say anything. They just can't say anything against government. They just can't say anything against, you know, anybody. You know, some women don't have the liberties as we do in the United States of America. We are truly a blessed people. You know, a lot of people that live in certain part of the country, not this country, but certain parts of the world, they don't have the luxuries that we do in the United States. And I tell anybody that has a negative attitude, that has a negative thought process as it relates to the United States, I say you must have not traveled outside the United States of America. Because, see, if you have traveled outside the United States of America, you would know that you are a very blessed people. See, it takes for you to travel outside of your comfort zone or travel to other countries to see how certain other people are living. And so, you know, I've traveled all over the world. I've traveled to Africa. I've traveled to different parts of Africa. I've traveled to, you know, different parts of Europe. But there are, let me just say this, there are some places in the United States that are not doing that well. You know, so there are, what I mean by, we do have a big homeless population, but even having the big homeless population, if you go into other parts of the world, you would see that we are still a blessed people because, you know, the government pretty much takes care of, you know, the people here in the United States versus the people in other countries. All they have, and let me just say this, and I'm just going to say, because all they have is God, I would even say, venture out to say, they are really more blessed than we are because of their faith level. You know, their faith is all in God. They rely on God for every single thing. They don't have the luxury of going to the government and to get a handout. They don't have that luxury. All they have is God. They believe and depend on God for everything. They don't have the luxury to go to the hospital like we can go to the hospital. They don't have the luxury of getting medicine like we can go and get medicine, you know. So we ought to just thank God for what we have. We ought to thank God for family. You know, we ought to thank God for friends. We ought to thank God for health and breath. Yeah, we ought to thank God. We ought to be grateful. But so I just wanted to talk a little bit about that, and I wanted to talk, what did Jesus really mean about being blessed? Being blessed is not the materialistic things. That's just the manifestation of your relationship with God, and that's the manifestation of you using the biblical principles to go out and create wealth for yourself, okay? Because God said there are biblical principles in the Word that if we use them and make them applicable to our situation, that we're going to prosper. You know, that's the promise of God. He has given us biblical principles. If we utilize those biblical principles, then we will prosper. Amen? And so being blessed just doesn't mean having the material manifestation, material, the cars, the houses. I mean, being blessed is so much deeper than that because a lot of people have the materialistic. They have the houses. They have the cars. They have all those things, and a lot of them are in poor health. They got all the money, but they can't buy their health. Just ask all the millionaires and billionaires who have tried to pay to try to get healed from what the world deemed as an incurable disease. Only God can heal what the world deems as an incurable disease, but a lot of people sometimes they use their wealth thinking that can heal them. And let me just say this, that it can buy you certain medicines and probably allow you to live longer, but at the end of the day, it cannot, you know, buy the healing. And so, and I'm saying all that just to say that a lot of you are blessed and don't know you're blessed. You're blessed because you woke up this morning. You're blessed because you have family. You're blessed because you're in your right mind. You're blessed because the main thing, if you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, anything else, you know, comes second. Anything else doesn't even matter for real. And what I mean by that is that once you form your relationship with Jesus, you're automatically blessed. You're blessed because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, then all these other things will be added. So when you seek him, when your heart pant up like the deer pant up after the water, the song said, though as the deer pant up for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. So and listen to that song. If you make him the object of your affection, if you make him your heart's desire, then guess what? Guess what? He's going to give you all these other things. That's the word of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. So when you seek him, just putting him first, his will, his way, then guess what? He's going to begin to open up doors for you, and he's going to begin to expound and bring you favor. And bringing you favor is not always somebody open up a door for you. Bringing you favor is not always somebody doing something for you. Bringing you favor is getting reading, being able to read the same scripture that you read maybe 5 years ago and didn't have an understanding, but now you have an understanding of that word. You have an understanding that he is giving you revelation of that word, and you utilize that word, and you made that word active in your life, and it prospered you. Amen? So that's favor. And so you know how many people who are walking around that don't have an understanding of the word, that don't know what God is really saying, is being led by the being blind and being led by the blind. So if you are able to understand, though, if you have a relationship with him, if you're able to understand the word, if you're able to know, if you know his voice, then you are blessed. You know, Jesus said in Beatitudes, Matthew 5:1-12, the Bible says he saw the multitudes and he went up in a mountain. He said, you know what, I'm going to begin to teach them. He said, I'm going to begin to teach them. So it says, and he opened his mouth, he said, and I taught them. And that's what we border. We're bored of teaching in this. You know, we don't get the taught word. We get a lot of shouting. We get a lot of dancing. We get a lot of prancing. We get a lot of flipping and flopping and crying and screaming. But we're not really being taught like we should. And so he said, you know, it's really time to teach the people. Teach the people what being blessed really means. So he said, the Bible says, he opened his mouth. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It does not mean, let me just say this. When he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, that does not mean that if you're poor, you're blessed. You know, a lot of people, they really don't exegete scriptures correctly. And so I want to teach you the right way. Blessed are the poor in spirit. That doesn't mean that if you're poor, you're blessed. Okay? It just means that it's blessed, spiritually prosperous, happy to be admired are the poor in spirit. That means that those that are devoted of spiritual arrogance, meaning that you're not arrogant, you're not puffed up. It says those who regard themselves as insignificant, meaning that you've allowed yourself to be insignificant. You've decreased and you've allowed the Lord Jesus Christ to be the focus of everything that you do. You give him the glory for everything that happens in your life as it relates to it, whether he brings you into wealth, whether he brings you into riches, whether he brings you into favor. You know where all the honor and the glory belongs to. It belongs to him. So that's what that means. That's what that scripture, that verse means when it says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Doesn't mean he wants you poor, friends. It's just saying even if you have riches, even if you have wealth, even if he has opened up doors for you, even if, you know, he's brought you to a wealthy place, you are giving him the honor and the praise, and you're letting everybody know that, you know, it's all God, okay? The Bible says, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, both now and forever. Then it says that blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted, right? Blessed are they who mourn, forgiven, refreshed by God's grace. In this particular verse, blessed, forgiven, refreshed by God's grace are those who mourn. Yes, over their sins and repent. That's what that means. It doesn't mean that you mourning and crying and you don't feel good and you sad. God don't want you sad. So when you read this verse, it doesn't mean that you're crying and you're sad. It just means that, my God, that you reckon that you are quick to repent, that you're quick to repent, you're quick to, you know, tell the Lord Jesus when you make a mistake, God, please forgive me. You know, you're quick to tell the Lord Jesus, it's me, God, sending the need of prayer. The Bible says, for they will be comforted when the burden of sin is lifted. Yes, that's what it means. Blessed are those who mourn, just means over their sins and repent, for they will be comforted when the burden of sin is lifted. Then it says blessed. That means almost verse 5, right? Blessed, inwardly, peaceful, spiritually secure, worthy of respect, are the gentle, the kind-hearted, the sweet spirit, the self-controlled, for they will inherit the kingdom of heaven. Yes. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. That's what the King James Version say. But it doesn't mean that you will let people take advantage of you. No. It just means that you have an inward peace, that you're spiritually secure, right? You're worthy of respect because you have an inner peace. You're spiritually secure. Guess what? It makes you worthy of respect. It says that you are the gentle. That means you, the kind-hearted, the sweet spirit, the self-control, for they will inherit the kingdom of earth. That's what it means by blessed are the meek, my friends. Then it says in King James, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be lifted. Huh? So it just means that blessed are the joyful, the nourished, you're being nourished by God's goodness. It's not talking about actually hunger for food. It's saying you're thirsting after God's goodness. God loves when we thirst after him, when we put him first, when we have a hunger for him. We have a hunger to do his will. We have a hunger to walk in his way. We have a hunger to walk in his will. It says that you are joyful and you're nourished by God's goodness. Right? It means those who actively seek right standing with God. The Bible says if you actively seek right standing with him, it doesn't say you have to be all, it doesn't say you have to be righteous, because none of us are righteous. We're like filthy rags. But it does say that we should be seeking a right standing with God. For in the Bible says, for we should be satisfied. See, the thing is, when you see people who are never satisfied, it's because they're thirsting and hungering over the wrong things. But when we thirst after the things of God, the Bible says we should be satisfied. That means that we won't be fulfilling the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, or the pride of life, but we will be fulfilling the purpose and the plan and that God has for our lives, right? And then it says, and 7, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy, right? It means blessed are those who are content, you're sheltered by God's promises, are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. My God, you're content, right? You're so content, and you're so sheltered by his promises that you're merciful to anybody, because you know that if it had not been for the Lord who was on your side, where should you be? You're not judging folk. You're not condemning folk to hell. You're merciful. When people make a mistake, you're lifting them up. You're dusting them off, and you're saying, get up and try again. Get up and do, you know, try again. Start all over again. God loves you, my brother. God loves you, my sister. You're showing mercy because you know, yeah, you're showing mercy because you know that it was God's mercy that brought you through. It was God, his, and all of his mercy. If it had not been for God who was on your side, you didn't deserve it. You know you didn't deserve another chance, but because of God's mercy, his grace. So who are we to put other people down? Who are we to look down on anybody else because of their sins, or look down on anybody else because they make mistakes? We ought to be as merciful and leave everything up to God. Amen. Let God deal with his children. Let God deal with his people, because guess what? At the end of the day, we be still mad at folk, and God has already forgiven them. We mad at people, and God said already forgiven them of their sins, already washed their sins away. Why are you still mad? And then we get mad because God ain't mad no more. Come on, people. The Bible tells us to forgive fast, quickly. Amen. to forgive fast and to forgive quickly. Then the Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed, anticipating God's presence, spiritually mature, are the pure in heart, those with integrity, moral courage, and godly character, for they will see God. Yes, pure. You walk in integrity. You walk in moral courage. You know, I see a lot of people talking a lot of flip-flop all over the internet, all over social media, and it's not moral courage. They walking in courage, but it's not moral. We got to have morals. We got to live by the word. We got to walk in the fruit, let the fruit of the spirit be manifested in our lives. Yes. And we ought to have godly character, not try to be like anybody else, but let Jesus be our example. You know, Jesus, you know, came down and walked among us so that we can, he could teach us, so he can be our example, so we can look at how he loved, forgive, and how he teaching. And that's why Jesus always said, you know, when you pray like this, because he came, you know, to teach us how to live. Amen. And so we ought to be walking with morals. We should have more courage, godly character. Amen. The Bible says, for we will see God. And then it said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they should be called the children of God. Look, if you are a hellraiser, you call yourself a Christian, you ought to check, what God are you serving? Amen. Because the true and only God, the one and true and only God, calls us to make peace with our brothers and sisters. Amen. It says, blessed, spiritually come with life, joy, and God's favor are the makers and the maintainers, not just makers, but you should be maintaining peace. The Bible says, for they will express his character and be called the sons of God. I love the Amplified version. I'm reading from both versions. I'm reading from King James, and I'm reading from the Amplified version, okay? The Bible says that when we express his character, huh, when we be makers of peace instead of, you know, trying to be in being out with people and being contention with people and be mad at people going all over social media, putting all this stuff out, and we call ourselves Christians on Sunday, be talking about praise the Lord. Then right after we say praise the Lord, walk right past our brothers and sisters and roll our eyes and get on social media and tell people not to support them, tell people not to go to their conferences. You know, enough is enough, because a true child of God want to make peace. They want to be, the Bible says, you are my child when you are a peacemaker, according to the word of God in Matthew, huh? In Matthew 5, in the 9th verse, it says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they should be called the children of God. So if you are not a peacemaker and you talking about you're a child of God, no, you're not a child of the one and only God. You may be a child of the lowercase g God, amen, of this world, but the one and only God, the true God, the supreme God, the God who created the heavens and the earth, that God, huh? The one and only God, his children are peacemakers, okay? Then it says in 10, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed. Comforted by inner peace in God's love, meaning no matter what they say about you, no matter what people do to you, guess what? The Bible says that because you know who you are, you have a, God gives you an inner peace that nobody, I don't care who it is, no devil, no witch, no warlock, nobody would be able to separate you from the love of God. Huh? He said, you know you blessed when you are persecuted. A lot of times people think that when they're persecuted, when people talk about it, when they're done wrong, that somehow that God don't love them, somehow that God has allowed the devil to do them wrong. And let me just say this. In some instances, the Bible says, does say that all things work together for the good of them who love God and those who are called according to, you know, his purpose. So nobody can do anything to you unless God allow it. But at the end of the day, it's not what they do. The Bible says how you're responding, right? So it says that you're comforted by inner peace and his love. And it says that are those who are persecuted. Persecuted means that when you're doing which is morally right, For theirs is the kingdom of heaven, both now and forever. When you're persecuted for doing the will of God, when you're persecuted for standing on his word, when you're persecuted for calling an ace an ace and a spade, when you're persecuted for living, and not just living, preaching, teaching, and living the unadulterated word of God, know that God calls you blessed, my friends. In all these situations, God has called you blessed. And a lot of people will read this and be like, God, a lot of people will read this and be like, are you serious? How can somebody be blessed? But the Bible says you're blessed. Blessed. When you are persecuted, guess what? Persecuted for morally living right, for wanting to do right. That's right. That means when you're tempted to do anything outside of his will, you're going to say no. Because at the end of the day, you got to answer to God. Not when it says morally, that means that when people are looking and when they not looking. A lot of times people say, what does it mean by integrity and morals and ethics? What it means is living the life outside of the presence of people, that you live in the presence of people. So if you're teaching and preaching and when you're in front of people, got people thinking that you're living moral and integrity and ethical, then guess what? That doesn't make you righteous or as if you're living a moral life. What makes you makes it present and real is when you what you do outside the presence of people, right? It's what you do when nobody is looking. It's what you do when there's nobody but you and God and yourself. That's what God look at, okay? So the Bible says, blessed are you, comforted by inner peace and God's love. And that was 10, right? And then it says, blessed are they which are persecuted, right? For righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That was 10. But then it says 11, blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Guess what? All my friends who have left the church, who say you ain't going back to church, all the people who are hurting and just been betrayed and people done lied on you, guess what? God said you blessed. You're blessed. Yeah, prophetess. Are you sure that's what it said? I'm not making it up. Read the Bible. Matthew 5. Guess go on down to 11. It says, blessed are you when men shall revile you, persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. It says, blessed, morally courageous and spiritually alive with life, joy, and God's goodness are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil things against you because of your association with him. Be glad. The Bible says in 12, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. So it goes a little even further and say, not only are you blessed, but guess what? You're going to get a reward. So what? And it may sound strange, but what shows that you are blessed is when people don't like you. Ain't that crazy? Oh, my God. Are you sure, God? Are you saying to me that when people lie on me, when people betray me, when people falsely accuse me of things that I haven't done, that you're saying I'm blessed? Yes, daughter, son, child, I'm saying you're blessed. You are blessed when people lie on you, when people betray you, when people falsely accuse you, when people try to set you up. When people are conspiring, when people, you know, are trying to tell people to hate you and don't connect with you, guess what? He said the reason why they're doing it, daughter, son, child, is because you are blessed, my God. And not only are you blessed, but God said you're going to get a reward. Not just in heaven, but he said, I'm going to give you a reward right here on earth. If you stay steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and know that your labor is not in vain, my daughter, my son, my child, you're going to get a reward. So I want you to rejoice. Not just rejoice, but I need you to be exceedingly glad because you got a reward. So know it was not just you persecuted, but guess what? The Lord himself, God himself, manifested in the flesh as Jesus Christ was persecuted, lied on, falsely accused, beaten. Huh? He said, so guess what? So were also the prophets that were before you. Guess what? He's calling you a prophet. The prophets that were before you. God is stirring the pot. It is stirring the pot, you know, as it, those of you who are called to the prophetic office that has a prophetic mantle on you. A lot of prophets go through a lot of persecution. A lot of people lie on them so that so when they speak the organs of God, nobody won't believe it's God because the people, the devil has used the people to lie on them so much to try to mess their character up, to try to mess them up, that when they begin to speak, the people won't listen to them. But God told me to tell you, everybody that's listening on the sound of my voice, those of you who are going to call back, those of you who are listening by live, those of you who are listening by way of internet, guess what God told me to tell you? God told me to tell you that you're blessed. He said that you're going to get a reward and that your persecution is not in vain, that all the lying that you're going through, that you're having to endure is not in vain. He said that you're not cursed. People who don't know me, who don't know my word, will try to make you think you cursed. But no, you're blessed. And what I bless, can't nobody curse. And anybody who try to curse what I bless, I will curse. This is the word of the Lord. I'm speaking to somebody on tonight. You've been feeling down. And let me say this. I wasn't even coming on here tonight. As you know, I just picked the flyer out not too long ago. So I wasn't even supposed to come on tonight, but God told me to come on. And he told me to tell my people. I need you to tell my people, those who feel like they've been down, trying to, those who feel like every time they try to rise up, people, false witnesses rise up against them. False witnesses lie on them. People lie on them. People try to stop their progress. People try to stop them from advancing. I want you to break down the Beatitudes and tell them that because this is happening to them, they are blessed. But be worried of those who are not being persecuted, who are not being lied on. Huh? Be worried of those who are friends with the world, friends with everybody. Everybody loves them. Question, are they my child? Have they compromised so much that they don't, that they're not standing on the word of God, that they're not standing up for righteousness? But I want you to tell those who are standing up for righteousness, those who are standing on my word, those who are striving, I'm not saying those who are perfect, but those who are striving, huh? Striving, seeking, thirsting after me. Huh? I want you to tell them that their persecution is not a result of being cursed, but it's a result of being blessed. I just came to tell you, I'm talking to a blessed people on tonight. I just came to tell you, simply tell you, that God calls you blessed. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Dr. Vaughn?
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Thank you so much for that powerful word. Y'all better give God a praise right now for this awesome woman of God delivering the word. Yeah. Thank you so much, Dr. Henderson.
What about you?
Nothing like being obedient to the word. And you got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, you're getting straight from God through his prophetess, ladies and gentlemen. You got to understand that this is a word from the Lord through his servant, his beautiful servant. Thank you, Father. Bless you. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting excited here. I'm going to have to get back to the work here. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines, and since we're on the World Wide Web, we only mention your last four digits, and we'll give you a chance to comment on the word tonight in Jesus' name. Hey, Dr. Henderson, our first caller, 4489, you're live on the air, one of the most famous extensions on the planet.
Hey, Dr. Henderson. Hi, Dr. Barnes.
Hey,
God,
Mr. Everett.
Oh, my God. You know what? If we go back and reminisce on the Beatitudes, our attitudes would change. Because, God said when they persecute you, you know, great is your reward in heaven. So at least you know where you're going.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Yes.
Okay. So, you know, I thank God for every trial that comes my way. I know that recently, you know, I've been going through even under the attack of my own son. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it gets crazy out here. So, you know, I back off, get into my little corner, my little crown hember show just a little bit, you know. Mm-hmm. But the Beatitudes turned me around.
Praise him.
Because I know the only thing I can do for those people is to pray for them.
That's right.
And when they go through, continue to pray for them.
That's right. That's right.
Because great is my reward in heaven. So because I'm suffering here on earth, is nothing to compare to what is going to happen in heaven.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. And that right there makes my heart glad. That right there, you know, I know I'm God's chosen one. I know I'm one
That's
of them anyway.
Right.
And
That's
so
right.
I'm just so thankful. Dr. Henderson, if this was on time tonight, I just don't know.
Amen.
I'm so glad to hear this tonight. It's the Beatitudes. We need to get back to those Beatitudes. It'll make
That's
your heart
right.
glad.
That's right.
It'll make your heart
Amen.
Glad, and it also show you your relationship with God.
That's right.
Man, I love my growth. I thank you, Dr. Henderson. It's been a minute since I've been on here, but I was hearing this.
Amen.
And, you know, and I thank God for you. I needed it. And to think you was almost not coming on.
That's right. I wasn't.
You, see?
I'm still at my office. I haven't even been home. I've been out of my house at 6 o'clock this morning. I have not been home yet. I was I was not coming on. This was God. Trust and believe it was.
And it is. And I'm praying God's strength is that you just be careful going home. Take your time tonight.
I will.
And I ask God to, you know, keep you awake and, you know, just, you know, let the angels glide you on in. Like you ain't missed nothing, because God is pleased with you right now for what you said.
Praise God.
God is
Amen.
Pleased with you because it was me.
Praise
it
God.
Was me.
Okay. Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
It was me who needed that.
Awesome.
So I thank God for you, Dr. Henderson. I'm about to, you know what, I'm getting ready to put these Beatitudes and hang them on my wall.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We got to get back to teaching the word of God. We got to get back to teaching the word. Amen. God bless you,
Jesus.
Amen.
I'm excited. And Dr. Henderson, again, thank you so much. Keep us
You're
in
welcome.
Prayer. You know, you have been really an instrument in our life, and God is going to reward you. You know how great your reward is.
I
receive
it.
Ooh, Jesus. Great is your reward is all I can say. And I just thank you. And Dr. Vaughn, come on now. We all going to glory.
Praise him. You better praise him, sister.
Get out.
You better
we
praise him is all
reward.
I can say. Praise him. Praise him.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus,
you.
Man.
So
woo, let me give him a round of applause here. Thank you, Jesus.
Woo,
come on.
Jesus. I'm telling you, my heart is so full right now. It is so
yes,
full.
Yes, ma'am.
And
bless
I
you, bless
feel
you.
The joy. Coming back.
Praise him.
Hallelujah. I feel my joy because people are people. And you know, even when God say, take the dust off your feet and keep it moving if
That's
they don't want to bother with you. So what?
That's
you ain't here
word.
To do an assignment for me and me only.
You better
And we
say
got to focus.
Yes, ma'am.
We got to focus.
Yeah.
And we can't focus with a whole bunch of people like little gnats in our ears. We just can't do it.
Yeah.
And God wants us to just focus. He wants us to, you know, bring the visions together. He just wanted him, you know, he wanted to just soar here on earth. And God getting ready to move in a magnificent way. And I'm telling you, I'm doing mine.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm doing mine. Hello. And I'm just waiting for God to do the rest.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. So if it was just one person, it was me. God bless you all.
You know, that's what the Bible says, the angels rejoice over one, you know. So, amen. God bless
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Here go, Elder. I'm done.
Okay.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Elder Hebron.
Yes, sir. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you to God today. you know, this message tonight was really powerful for blessings. You know, how you can be blessed is just by, you know, you mind your own business, and God will bless you and be merciful. You will obtain mercy. God will bless those with pure heart, and they say,
yeah.
God will bless the peacemakers. I mean, that's my God. The God will bless the peacemakers, the one that keeps
yes.
peace.
Yes, okay. That's right.
A whole lot of foolishness, a whole lot of rife, and a whole lot of strife.
Right.
God said he will bless the peacemakers. And I just thank God tonight for they should be called the children of God. And that's, hey, amen. Thank God for saving me. Thank God for saving me. I thank the Lord for saving me tonight because, you know, I feel blessed tonight. I feel like God then gave me mercy tonight. I feel like God then gave me comfort tonight. I feel like been on the mountaintop. I feel that tonight. I feel what God
right.
has done. I've been prosecuted. I've been persecuted for righteousness. Things have been said to me that people have been against me. But God is still blessing me anyhow, and he's blessing me right now. Oh, now, you know, I just thank God. God has spoke to me this week that God is going to be ready to elevate me to a higher level. Oh, my God, I just feel the blessing. Praise God, the elevation is coming, and I've been feeling it. I've been thanking God all week long for what God is doing and what God is about to do. I'm just praising God tonight because he's so worthy to be praised.
Yeah,
he is.
Yeah.
I just give God the glory tonight. I give God the honor tonight. And I just want to read that 12th verse over again. It says,
Be exceedingly
glad. Hallelujah. Great is his reward in heaven.
Yeah.
For so persecute they that prophet which were before you.
Yes.
My God. Huh? God said that he was even the ones that were before you were prosecuted. Persecuted. That he was persecuted. But God said that he will still be before you. He's going to still be right there with you.
Yeah.
Even though your forefathers were persecuted, and God gave you a taste of what heaven's going to be. When you're doing the right thing for God and you're living for God, you're living for Christ, your Savior, Jesus Christ, and you're living for him, people are going to be against you. Everybody's not going to be for you.
Oh yeah.
God is not going to be for you, but God says, I'm going to bless you anyhow. Glory to God.
I'm going to bless you anyhow.
What a mighty word tonight. Thank you so much for allowing me to share tonight because God is so good.
You are welcome. Absolutely. That's why he said, be exceedingly glad. Glad. He said, you ought to be glad. He said, you should be glad when they do you wrong, but you should worry when everybody treats you right. Then you should be looking like everybody. Right. Okay. So it's the opposite. So that's right. So yes, absolutely. Thank you. Prophetess Hembrick, love you. It was so nice to hear you on tonight. Thank you, Elder, for that awesome revelation you just gave. God bless you then. Yes.
And Dr. Henderson, I still want to thank God for Peter. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I know what that means. I got you.
Okay. Praise him. Hallelujah. Amen.
I got you.
Hallelujah. God is good.
Amen. Amen.
All day long.
Amen. God bless you. Hey, Dr. Henderson, our next caller will probably shut down all the lights on the East Coast here. 1795, you are live on the air. I know she's excited.
Hey, man, yes, I am excited.
Hey.
I'm telling you, I'm over here listening to the Hemrix too, and I'm like, they are on fire over there.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what another word. What another powerful word of the Lord tonight. Amen.
Thank
you know, you broke that thing on down, Dr. Henderson. You really put a hole in every lie that the devil have told about what blessing means.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And that's one thing that I love about the word of God. When you bring forth it correctly and teach it correctly, amen,
right.
It brings forth deliverance and it brings forth truth and
that's
liberty.
Right.
You know,
that's
and many
right.
times people have associated blessed with material things and what I have accumulated and
right.
what I have, and that has
right.
nothing at all to do with it. That just means you ain't
that's
ignorant.
Right.
You learned
that's
something,
right.
you know.
Right.
And I was thinking, too, as you were talking, the Beatitudes, you know, that's some of the basic, the first steps that we learn as a new Christian. The basics, but tonight it wasn't so basic. It was more of a meaty kind of a thing. You know, back in the day when you first get saved, that's a good little pacifying milk for you. But tonight
it was some
meat in this, honey. You can chew this. You can chew this and swallow it. And so when you were speaking, I was thinking about, you know, you're talking about blessed and being persecuted, being lied on, and being accused falsely.
Yeah.
Called names and different things like
that.
God. And you know, you think you would think that that wouldn't be such a blessing. That's an awful thing. But the
right.
Bible says that our ways are not God's ways, neither our thoughts His thoughts. He said His
that's
thoughts
right.
is way above ours. And I was thinking
that's
about
right.
Jesus when He was going to be crucified and all the things that He suffered at the hand of His enemy and how His Father looked at Him and He said, "It pleased Me to afflict My Son in that way," because He was such a blessing. And He said, because we are made in His likeness and in His image, and that we go through the same things that He went through, He said, because none of us are greater than our Master. If He was persecuted, surely we will be persecuted as well. But here's the blessing that I took away from that, being able to be associated with my Savior's suffering as a blessing is that I'm extension of Him.
Yes.
I'm an extension of what He went through. In other words, I belong to Him. I'm connected to Him. So therefore, because He was blessed and is blessed and He's seated at the right hand of His Father because of what He has suffered and done and overcome, I am too blessed.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's the word.
I'm too blessed.
That's right.
And I tell you,
that's right.
And I know you understand this when I say this. If you're ever in a position on the opposite side where you're counted out, where you're talked about, where you're lied on, where you're being mistreated, if you're ever on that side, that's your greatest anointed time.
Yeah.
Is when you're in those places. It's in those places where everybody's cool with you and you know, you're friendly with you and everything's just hunky dory. But you know, that's just like walking through the Garden of Tulips. You know, you can just whistle through that. But when you get on that other side, it's something about being excluded. It's something about being talked about. It's something about being lied on and accused falsely that gives you a whole nother access to some kind of a power, good God Almighty, that you could never imagine. But you know, the greatest thing is to just, He said, bless it when you're persecuted.
Bless it.
He didn't
bless
say
it.
if you be persecuted, you will be. He said, but count it as a blessing. Count it as
that's
being
right. blessed.
Blessed because when you signed up, when you signed up and you wrote your name on the dotted line that
that's
I believe that my Savior died and rose again, He said, count it blessed because you're getting ready to
count
go through. But count it all joy. Hallelujah. When they persecute you. And so things are different in the perspective of God's eyes as it is in man's eyes. We are blessed. We are blessed to be in these positions. We're not blessed because we got a nice car, or we're not blessed because we live in a nice big home. That's good, but the blessings come when you have suffered with Me. You shall also reign and rule with me. Amen. I thank God for this word tonight. You know I'm excited. And you know I heard a prophetess Hembrick talk about the reward that God has for you. And I'm in agreement with that word, the reward that God has for you, because many times I know you've been on this line when you didn't feel like being on this line, when you didn't want to speak a word, but every time you came on in obedience and into sacrifice, putting yourself aside for someone else's need, God always shows up and ministered unto us that are on this line just what we need. And don't think that God turned his head and forgot about that. I want you to know that God has not forgotten, and he's writing down everything that you do. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a reward that comes back to those, good God Almighty, that are obedient unto him, that walk in his will, not their want, and don't think of themselves. I want you to be encouraged and know that God has a harvest in mind for you that's going to blow your mind. You think God's been good to you this far. God's going to be Campbell soup good to you.
Tell
Amen.
Him.
Amen. Because God says he's a rewarder. He's a rewarder.
You don't just
work for him and you don't get no pay. Come on.
That's
he
right.
pays. He takes care of his.
That's right.
And nobody
That's right.
and nothing can take care of his children like God can. He does
That's
everything
right.
in excellent. He's always on time with exactly the measure that you need. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Sometimes more than you need. Because he said, I'm that kind of a God. I'm a God that supplies all your needs. He said,
all
I go above and beyond, above what you think and what you ask. All I need for you to do is obey and walk in my word. And that's what you do when you come on this line. And when you minister unto us and millions of others that will listen to these messages later, it's a blessing unto someone. And you know, it's really amazing. I'm going to say this and I'm going to be done. It's really amazing when you can sit in your kitchen, sit in your bedroom, in your living room, in the bathroom, wherever you at, and get blessed like this. You ain't got to put on no suit. You ain't got to get no stockings on. You ain't got to do your hair. You ain't got to do nothing. Just be in the house doing your work around the house and get blessed like this. You can go to sometimes, and I ain't bashing nobody. Some services and churches you can go to 4 or 5 weeks in a row and don't get this. I'm telling you. And so it's a blessing to be able to dial into a phone number and on the other side of the line hear Jesus talk to you almost every single time you call into the line. I can say for myself, I'm blessed every time I call in. Every time.
Amen.
I can't think of a time that I don't receive the word of the Lord right where I'm at. Not something I need tomorrow or it's late. Right where I'm at, God speaks right where I'm at. And I can appreciate that, and I thank God for that, and I know that takes much sacrifice. That takes much discipline to get that kind of anointing, to be able to hear God in that way. And so I appreciate you, and I thank God for your ministry. And I'm telling you, God's got a blessing. And this may sound cliche, but I'm not cliche. With your name on it. With your name on
it.
Yes.
I receive
so you can just get ready to look for it and prepare for it because he's got it prepared for you. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. And, you know, I remember you saying every time when you're going through, Dr. Henderson, when people think you down for the last count, you drop a conference or you drop a book or you drop something. And I remember you telling me that, and God just reminded me, he said that that the word that I just spoke to you guys on tonight has been my life. You understand what I'm saying? The persecution, all types of people lying. And he showed me that if I look back at all that, but if I look at where I am today, it was that, the persecution, the lying, the false accusation, all that, it pushed me to the place where I am now. So I want to encourage somebody on tonight that if you keep your hands in his hands, regardless of what they
they do to you, whether they betray you, people walk away from you. People try to people have actually tried to mess my conferences up and tell people not to talk to me and not to connect with me. But I come and encourage somebody on tonight to let you know that if you keep your hands in his hands and if you keep on marching, marching with the word of God, not just in your hand but in your heart, and if you stay focused and keep on going and keep on going, that every time they do come up against you and persecute you, God is going to lift you up above your enemies, above them. And they're trying to figure out why, after all they've done to you, you're still rising and you're still blessed. It's because the more they lie on you, the more they do you wrong, the more they do all those things to you, they don't even realize that they're pushing you to your promise. So I want to encourage somebody on tonight to let you know when people don't believe in you, when people don't want to connect with you because of hearsay, because of what other people are saying, when people, do you wrong and betray you, don't get mad at them. Do what the Bible says right here in the Beatitudes. Rejoice and be glad, exceedingly glad, and be happy and know that your reward don't come from man. It don't come from the east. The promotion don't come from the east. It don't come from the west. But the Bible says promotion comes from the Lord. So when you put your trust in God and put him first and know that deep down in your heart that everything you're doing is not for the glory of man, but it's for the glory of God, watch God bless you right in the midst of it. Watch God lift you up right in the midst of it. Watch God take you to your wealthy place right in the midst of them. I'm a living witness. A living witness. Trust and believe. Read my story. When a prophet cries, something happens. When a prophet cries, something happens. You just got to continue to trust him. The Beatitude is very real in my life. This is not something I'm just reading. I've lived persecution. I've lived with people, false accusations, all that stuff. But I lived not in my own self, but I lived it in Jesus Christ. And just like the man just said, we're not greater than our master. If Jesus was persecuted, if Jesus went through all these things, then what makes us think that we're not going to be persecuted, we're not going to be lied on? Guess what? Not just Jesus, but the Bible says that the prophets went through it too. So if you, as God has chosen you as a prophet, as a leader in the fivefold ministry, as a spokesperson, somebody who speaks as oracles, whatever you're going through, just know that it's not in vain. That those that elder said, Prophetess Hembrick said, people have gone through it before you. And guess what? Their names are in the Bible. The Holy Spirit breathed through them, and they allowed them to write the scriptures. And so just as God made their name great, although we want Jesus' name to be lifted and glorified above any name, but just as God made their name great, I hear the word of the Lord said, I'm going to make your name great. And men will know, guess what, who you are, all because guess what, you've told them who I am, because you've lifted me up, because you pointed them to me. Guess what? If you pointed them to Jesus, you pointed them to him, you telling them to glorify God, he's going to lift you, your name up. He's going to lift you up above the earth. He's going to lift your name up. And guess what? Men are going to begin to know that your God that you serve is the real and true God, and God got his hands on you. So I want to encourage everybody on tonight. I know that it was God who brought me on this line, because I was not coming on tonight. I'm still, as I speak in my office, haven't even left yet. Men are out of the house at 6 o'clock this morning, and I was not coming on. But the Holy Spirit said, get on the line. So me, as being humble servant of God, I got on. So to God be the glory. God bless all of you all. I love you with the love of God. And we got to get back. As Evangelist said, it was being taught as milk because people wasn't exegeting the scripture correctly. When you don't exegete the scripture correctly, it's poured down as milk. But when you read the scripture and God gives you a revelation of the scripture, it becomes meat. And only the people who are able to handle meat are able to chew it and digest it, swallow it, and digest it. Okay? So we give God glory, honor, and praise for this word on tonight. God bless all of you. Dr. Bond.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that, everyone out there. I love it. Praise God. And on behalf of all the believers, Dr. Henderson, we just thank God for using you as the servant tonight. Thank you so much for the obedience. That's just powerful because somebody has definitely got their life changed tonight. And if you hadn't been on the line, it wouldn't have happened. So we thank God for you in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Hey, right. Doc, our next caller. Amen. Our next next caller is coming up. I believe if they're ready. Last four digits. We're mentioning only last four digits. 3603, 3603. You're live on the air with Dr. Henderson. God bless you.
God bless you, family. This is the psalmist voice.
What's up? What's up?
How's it going this evening?
How are you?
I am blessed. I was able to chime in. I was on the road, and I was chiming in on to the message, and again, it was another on-time word. And you're exactly right. As far as the attacks and stuff go, it comes with the territory, especially if you're going higher in God. You're going to get attacked. And, you know, especially if you were the little mutt in the litter and everybody already counted you out in the litter. Everybody else looked so strong and you was the smallest one in the bunch, but you have the biggest bark. And this is the same thing that's happening in the kingdom now. There's a shifting. There's a moving that's about to take place. The people that have been put to the side, the ones that said they weren't qualified enough, the ones that they said that they would never go too far enough, but God, the ones that they said they didn't have the finances to do this, but God, these are the people that are going to rise. And not only they're going to rise, but they're going to bring an end time revival that's not only going to reestablish the greatest entity this planet has ever seen, which is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, the Holy Spirit, which we have the power to do everything. He's going to reestablish and reactivate the Holy Spirit in its full potential. So all of us need to understand that a lot of us aren't even operating in the full potential.
Right.
We're only operating half tank or a quarter of a tank anointing. And you see a lot of people falling on the wayside in regards to that. But to make a long story short, I also wanted to give a plug too. Straight to the Point, radio family, Dr. Dolores T. Henderson is going to be on the Psalmist's Voice Presents this Friday. Y'all don't want to miss it. If you didn't see the Facebook post all over the place, if you didn't see Instagram, Snapchat, you name it, it's all over the place. Dr. Henderson is going to be in the building on the Psalmist's Voice Radio Network, and we are excited to have her, as always, to talk about P3 and much more. I'm very excited to have her on, so wanted to put a plug out there also on your beautiful platform, and also shout-out goes out to my brother, Dr. Kevin Vaughn, doing his thing on the boards. Thank God bless you, and thank you so much, sir, for your support as well. But yeah, I didn't come to preach. I'm trying to be nice tonight, and you know, I just wanted to show some love on tonight and let everybody else get on the line, because I'll take up most of the airtime, because you know how we do when we get on the mic. We don't know how to be quiet. But anyway, I love y'all.
Thanks for coming on. That's going to be Thursday, not Friday, the 24th.
Thursday. This Thursday. Yes, I got you, because I got a lot of stuff going on, and it's very exciting over here in the CTX. So, but yes, it's this Thursday. My fault. I'm sorry. This Thursday. I don't want to miss it.
See y'all on Thursday.
Oh yeah, so get ready for my antics and my walk with the family and with Off the Dome Peace, all the stuff that we go on here at the Simon Sports Radio Network, but again, we have fun in the Lord because our God isn't always serious all the time, so we got to have fun sometimes, lay our hair down, and kick our feet up and just have fun in the Lord. But anyway, I love y'all, love you both, and again, to continue to do what God has called both of you to do, and you have our support over here in Texas. And it seems like you're getting closer and closer to Texas, Dr. Henderson. So hopefully we got Dallas, we got Austin, we got Houston. So maybe those are the new spots you could consider bringing P3 over on this way, so we can definitely hook up and have some Holy Ghost tea. And Dr. Kevin Vaughn, we can have some laughs and jokes and all that stuff. But anyway, I love y'all. Just wanted to give you some encouragement. You know, no preaching tonight. I just wanted to give you a love you and a shout out, and God bless both of you, and continue to do what God has called you to do. This is the Psalmist Voice. I'm out. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Christopher Newton, everybody, my brother and friend. From Texas, yes, Texas in the house tonight, y'all. So we were actually in Houston in 2016, and so we were in Houston in 2016, and so we actually was in Texas twice. We had a P3 in 2013 in Austin, Texas, and then we went back in 2016. We had a P3 in Houston, Texas, and so I don't know. We'll see. Brother, we may got a comment come to where you're at and hook up with you, but we'll see. Amen. And so, absolutely. So, you guys, I'm going to be on the Psalmist Voice, that's Pastor Christopher Newton's show, on this Thursday, the 24th Thursday. And so, I want you guys to tune in, call in. You know, powerful man of God, I send greetings to you, Pastor Christopher Newton, you and your wife, Shanice. Thank God for you all. All right, Dr. Vaughn.
Amen, ladies and gentlemen. Back to you, Dr. Henderson.
Right. Oh, yeah, I want to say one more thing. Pastor Christopher, we can't get Dr. Vaughn out of Georgia. I don't know what's going on in Georgia, but we can't get him out of Georgia. I've been trying to get Dr. Vaughn up here in Maryland for a long time. It must be some good in Georgia. We can't get them out. But anyway, so we're going to shift down. We're going to shift, and we're going to go into our business spotlight. We're going to go into our business spotlight. Everybody get about 2 minutes, because I'm going to go ahead and after the business spotlight, I'm going to close, and I can do our relationship segment on tonight. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. We're going to go ahead and open up with the hymn breaks. The hymn breaks are up. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. I'm just so still. I'm still excited about the word.
Amen.
You know what God is going to do and about ready to do. But you know, if you don't mind, I just want to go back to where it talks about the poor in spirit, and the poor in spirit means that you're not pumped up. You're not trying to be better than anybody else.
Right.
That means you're just on the equal level, so God can use you and God can see you. That just came into my spirit. So I just wanted to
say
that, I looked at that verse again. Amen. But anyway, praise God, hallelujah. Alpha and Omega, ABC and covering book. It says are out to inspire, educate, and enhance the learning experience for infants and children to meet learning challenges with biblical understanding. Beyond learning the ABCs, young readers will obtain tools he or she will utilize for the rest of their life. The Afro and the Lego best product source of education and shows mental creativity for our children, preparing our children for grade school. Anytime we educate our children, confidence is their best friend, and education will be created productivity. I'm sorry, productivity mm-hmm. and great children are little people trying to grow up into this great big world. So I don't want us to forget to praise God to get this ABC coloring book. That's one of the Mega coloring books. You can look at it, you can color in it, you can just have a good time. You can have Bible study with you and your kids right after they do their homework, or even before they go to homework, or even before they go to bed at night. Just have read them this this coloring book and let them allow them to know the Word of God. So when they're asleep, they have the Word of God on their mind. So when they wake up in the morning, they think nothing but Jesus. So I just ask that you get this book, Prophet Billy Hembrick, the author and the publisher. You can get it at Zulon Press. You can also get it, look at it on our, on the video, on the video trailer, on YouTube. Praise God.
Barnes and Noble.
Amen.
And it also will be available coming Saturday.
Amen. Amen.
Awesome.
The conference. Yes. Also, the scripture is all that children should be taught of the Lord, and great should be the peace of that children. That's found in Isaiah 54:13. You know, we just want to give God praise and give God honor. And that's it. I get excited about this book, and I have to say one thing that makes me excited every time I talk about it. The book is in Walmart.
Yes, that is awesome. That is awesome.
Everybody goes to Walmart.
Yes.
Something or another. So while you're in Walmart in your neighborhood or your local neighborhood or your wherever you might be living, Dallas, Texas, or wherever you are, going to your Walmart. Going to the book section of Walmart, this children's book of ABC. It is educational. It is for your children, and it's also for you to help you even understand the Word of God better, and to help your kids to be acknowledged and get their education and have knowledge of who their Savior is. I want to thank you. Also, in the near future, we're going to be coming up I'm not too sure what night we're going to be picking, but in the near future we're going to be coming up on something. So kind of look forward to seeing it on Facebook or we're going to have it somewhere. It's going to be coming up real soon. So we just want to thank God for that. We haven't put I don't know the date yet, so God is still working with us on that and giving us the time to do it. And I know it's going to be in His time. It's not going to be in our time. So we give God praises tonight. Thank you for letting us share tonight.
You're welcome. Thank God for the work that He has put in your hands and the blessings. Absolutely. You guys, those of you who are listening all over, going to call back. You can get that book right at the P3 Conference, and it's going to be located at the Westin on Saturday, October the 26th. They are one of our vendors. So we're excited about the book. My granddaughter has been reading. I'm reading them, and I've read them, and it's just very nice. Adults can read them, too, you know? So,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead, Confidence, what you said.
They're also great for child care centers.
Amen.
Yes. Awesome.
Amen.
Dr. Vaughn?
Amen. All right, Dr. Henderson, I love it, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, for those just joining us, we're on the Straight to the Point with Prophet Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. We're on our business segment right now. And Dr. Henderson, we're going to bring back Brother Newton. Brother Newton, you're right up, buddy. Brother Newton, you're up.
He's
ready. He may be on mute. He was on mute. He wanted to come in. We'll get him back. Oh, let me see if he's back.
Oh, he's
there
back.
We go.
There you go, Brother Newton.
God bless you. I'm back again. This is the Psalmist Voice, a.k.a. Pastor
Amen.
Christopher Newton is in the building one more time. And I just wanted to – yes, ma'am. And we are excited about what God is about to do. Listen, I just wanted to give a plug of a few plugs here to allow, and I thank God for the platform for allowing us to do this on tonight. Of course, give homage to Dr. Dolores T. Henderson and Dr. Kevin Vaughn for giving us this opportunity to do our plugs. But I definitely wanted to give some plugs. If you want to listen to the show this Thursday with Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, we got plenty of avenues that you can listen. Now, we've expanded and we're still expanding, but you can go, of course, you can go to www.blocktalkradio.com/TPV radio. You can also go to radiokbrg.com. That's radiokbrg.com. You can also go to Live365. You can do the search engine, type in KBRG, the bridge. You'll see the Golden Gate Bridge pop up along with the Psalmist Voice Radio Network logo. You'll see that pop up. Hit the heart button and you're in there. Also, we're on Facebook at TPV Radio as well. And we are on iTunes. So the Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now on iTunes for all you Apple users. And you can get all of our programming absolutely free. So it doesn't cost you a dime to get a priceless word from the Lord, from yours truly, the Psalmist Voice, and all of our awesome radio personalities, Brother Don with Pastor Gene Homer. We also have my beautiful wife, the Caribbean Pepper Pot, on Tuesdays. And we also have an all-female panel. It's called The Bub. We have on Mondays at 12 noon. And it's my wife, of course, and also author Deanne LeBrin and Pastor Gene Homer, all-woman panel. And they get it in. They'll make you hungry physically, and they'll make you hungry spiritually, and they'll get you going through that work day and that work week. So, ladies, that is the show. And, of course, the gentlemen can listen, too, but, you know, I prefer the ladies to listen to it. But, you know, the men probably get a little bit upset because they'll be hungry in the first 15 minutes because these ladies be serving up some stuff, and we'll be ready to eat. We ain't going to hear no word. We going to eat. But anyway, but we praise God for the lineup. We thank God for it. We thank God for what he's about to do. And again, you can follow the Psalmist Voice Radio Network and all of its programming, including KBRG The Bridge, www.radiokbrg.com. You can also listen to Live365. Download it on all your mobile devices. Type in KBRG, The Bridge. You'll see Psalmist Voice and KBRG logo pop up. Hit the heart button. You can listen to all the programming on there as well. And also don't forget blocktalkradio.com/TPV radio. And we're on iTunes. Just go to the podcast section of iTunes. Type in the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Yes, it's a lot of words, but you'll get the point. So, I'm done. So, this is Pastor Christopher Newton, a.k.a. the Psalmist Voice. We will see you, Dr. Henderson, on Thursday. God bless you all. We love you. Walk with us, family. Let's go. We're out.
I'm glad. You know, I'm proud of you. You God has expanded your borders. He's expanding you. God bless you. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
The Psalmist Voice, I love it. Woo-hoo. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're still on the business segment. Hey, guys, I want you guys to go real quickly. I want you guys to go to mltnetworks.net, mltnetworks.net for more information. And give me a shout-out a little later on, okay? mltnetworks.net. I want you guys to call me so we can talk some business. 404-401-0233. That's mltnetworks.net. And everybody also, too, on the planet, I want you guys to go to BioMD Plus. One of our sponsors just came on board, and we're expanding in that area. BioMD, that's Mary David Plus, P-L-U-S, BioMDPlus.com. Put in the coupon code MLT30. MLT30 will get us credit for whatever purchases you make out there. BioMD Plus. MLTNetwork.com, our new sponsor. And Dr. Henderson, we are excited about the MLTNetworks.net. Back to you, Doc.
All right, guys, right quick, I want you to go over to the Eventbrite.com and register those who have not registered yet. I want you to register for the P3 Conference. 2019 is when destiny calls. It's the theme this year. What does P3 stand for? It stands for the purpose, the plan, and the promise. God has a purpose for your life. You are made. You was made in purpose for a purpose. Amen. And God has the perfect plan to get you to your promise. And so P3, we deal with the practical and the spiritual. So I want you guys to go and register. Those who have not registered yet, go ahead and register at eventbrite.com. We're going to have food, dance, and the word, vendors. We're going to have people talking about relationships. I'm telling you, liturgical dancing, gospel singing. We're going to have a high time in the Lord, networking. So I want you guys to come prepared to feast on the word of God, to feast on not just the word, but also some food, some not just the spiritual food, but the natural food, or not just the natural food, but the spiritual food. We're bringing you a well-rounded conference. So we're excited about this conference. We want you guys to come. You can register, go on to eventbrite.com and register for P3 Conference 2019, the Western Crystal City, Arlington, Virginia. And so I want you guys to go and do that. I'm on Eternal Life Network TV every Thursday night at 7:30. So you guys can tune in to Eternal Life Network TV. They also show it on Facebook now. They show it on YouTube now. And so not just that, but on live TV as well. From the 7 o'clock is a show that I've done before, and then they do the new show at 7:30. Also, every Monday night, you can find me right here on the Straight to the Point. So I'm excited. We thank God for Dr. Vaughn and the Men's Let's Talk Network every Monday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Yeah, so we're excited about that. This awesome network that God has given Dr. Vaughn. And I want you guys to go over to not just Amazon, most of my books. If you go to Amazon, people have been buying my books left and right. They've been sold out. So you guys, if you want to get the hard copies, you can go to Barnes & Noble, Zulon Press. You can go to AppleiBooks.com and get those hard copies. Also, I'm excited about that all of my books are in all the bookstores. Any bookstore that you know, any Christian bookstore, all over the world, Europe, all over the world, you can find my book in the Christian bookstores. And also, we're coming to Georgia. We're going to be putting our books in Madu, did I say that right, Dr. Vaughn? Is it Madu?
Yes, ma'am. Madu Bookstore in Atlanta, Georgia.
Madu,
yes, ma'am.
Bookstore in Atlanta, Georgia. So be looking for Your Best Self Yet. It's going to be out in Atlanta, Georgia, and Madu Bookstore. So those are going to be in before the end of the year, probably before the end of this month or the middle of next month. So we'll be working with that. We're going to bring you a book signing next year in Atlanta, Georgia, at Madu Bookstore. So we're excited about Your Best Self Yet. So you'll be able to, all those of you who are in Atlanta, you can go to that bookstore and purchase my book, Your Best Self Yet. So we thank God that the book was accepted. And so we're excited about this book, Your Best Self Yet, being accepted in not just that bookstore, but it's already in a whole lot of other bookstores all over the world. So we thank God for his favor. Also, Dayla L, Three Generations of Loyalty and Strength. Dayla L stands for Total Skin and Body Care. That's what we offer. We offer products for total skin and body care. We, too, are going to be at the P3 conference on Saturday. So I want you to come past the booth and get some skincare products, get some fragrance products. We got scents, all types of scents. My goodness. I had on vanilla today. I had on sweet pea the other day. I had on Japanese cherry blossom the day before that day. I tell you, everywhere I go, people are falling all over themselves saying, "What is that? You smell so good. What are you wearing?" And you know what? It feels so good as being a child of God to say, "I'm wearing my line, Dayla L. I'm not saying I got it from Macy's. I'm not saying I got it from Nordstrom's. I'm not saying that I got it from anywhere. Do you know how good it feels to be a boss? Do you know how good it feels for the word of God to become active in your life? And that you could say you ran your line, You're wearing DAYL. I was listening to my granddaughter the other day, and she was on the phone talking to her little friends. And my granddaughter said, I want you guys to buy my merch. And she had it on speakerphone. She thought I was asleep, but I was, you know, I'm never asleep when there's kids in the house. She said, I want you guys to buy my merch. And they said, what merch? She said, my merchandise. They said, you got merchandise? You got products? She said, yeah, I got products. DAYL. And you know how good that made me feel for your grandchild, for your daughter to be a boss at 9 years old, her own line. So we got the yes. Yes. And it made me feel so good because guess what? She knows who she is. So we got to continue to teach our children. We got to continue to let them know to instill in them values. And we got to tell them that they bosses before they even born, before God put them in their mother's womb. You know, we got to show them how to create wealth. And so when my granddaughter was promoting her line, her product line, DAYL on the phone, and I didn't have to push her to do it, that made me feel good. So that made me feel like, God, you are really, really, really got your stamp of approval on this. And so, you know, we got to instill in our children, we got to let them know that they're the head and not the tail, that they are above and not beneath, that they are the lenders and not the borrowers. Right at that early age, Gabrielle is 9 years old. 9 years old, she's a boss. So,
yeah, Doc, I love that. Woo, that's awesome. Yeah, Doc.
Now,
you got that mindset. It's all about the mindset. Yes. Getting that mindset right.
Yes. 9 years, she's a 9 year old boss. Got her own line. Company named after her, DAYL. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we got fragrances. We got skincare products. We got it all. Go to www.daywael.com. That's DEWAELE.com. So we got another. We're going to have a product launch pretty soon. We got a new product we're going to be launching pretty soon. I want you guys to be aware. Be on the lookout for the new product launch. We're going to be launching a new product. To God be the glory. Also, I want you guys to go to any bookstore. I talked about it. Get my books. I Give You Keys. When a Prophet Cries, Something Happens. Misguided Affection and Your Best Self Yet. You can go to any bookstore. Go to Zulam.press, Amazon.com, MazaNovas.com. It's going to be at Madhu Bookstore, one of the biggest bookstores out here. Dr. Vaughn, I read up on it. So we're excited. Amen. We're excited about that bookstore. It's going to be that one. It's located in Atlanta, Georgia. So we're excited about Georgia. Some good things are happening in Georgia. So
Amen.
We want you guys to go support. Yeah, support Kingdom businesses in Atlanta, Georgia. And so we're excited. You guys been doing so much stuff. I got a consulting company. If you got a vision, guess what? Call us. Email us at dth@virtualconsultantco.com or go onto our website, www.virtualconsultantco.com, and see how we can help you. The same way that I made a 9 year old a boss, I can make you a boss. Amen. I can help you. I can put your vision on paper and make it come to life and make it active in your life. Amen. So call us at virtualconsultantco.com. Go on the website. And then call us at 240-676-3214. All right, guys, I got to go. We're not doing a relationship segment. I'm going to have to leave y'all tonight. I'm going to have to rush off right quick because I got to get home. And all right, so we're about to go. But before we leave, let me leave you with this. Always love, love, heart. Always forgive. And forget fast and always, always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good night.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God, every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wife is fly, by my side, green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams, just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. In the water, got you acting. loud. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. And a day go by, yeah. I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed.
Another powerful Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. She gave the word tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and we had the business spotlight tonight, and it was awesome. So I trust that you enjoyed it, and we just thank God for Dr. Henderson. Thank God for you listening. Thank God for your family. And know it, we're praying for you. We're praying for you. Keep it real. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, there's only one God, one faith, one baptism in Jesus Christ. Amen. We'll see you next time, ladies and gentlemen, on Straight to the Point. God bless you.